We want to thank Brother Carlton for his portion on the advocate, and as he just said, we introduce to you now our brother Frank Nimish on the subject of mediator.
Thank you, brother. Sister Pat and I are very, very thankful to the Lord for the privilege of being able to assemble together in convention with all you brethren. The mediator. The word mediator is a glorious name and title possessed by our Lord. The definition of the word mediator is middleman, mediator, Young's Concordance. Strong's Concordance renders the word as a go-between, that is simply an internunciator, or by implication, a reconciler, an intercessor. A very clear scripture that speaks of the term mediator is taken from 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, where we read, "There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus." I say that this is a clear scripture, yet several, if not many, had questions on this text. That is, how could a man be the mediator? Well, Brother Russell took great pain, you might say, or time to explain the many times that this was questioned. And I'm sure that his explanation was very, very well. The apostle's words were, "There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Jesus is the mediator. Not that he has yet done the mediating work. He is the one who proposes to do the work. Brother Russell writes something for us to keep in mind. And I quote, "In the scriptures, every use of the word mediator is in connection with a covenant. I have not always used it so in the past. I have used it in a loose way, not noticing that the Bible always uses the word in connection with a covenant." And then he writes, "Christ is the mediator of the new covenant." Unquote. A mediator stands between two parties to see that justice is done to both parties. Christ has redeemed the world, and he is to be a mediator in the matter of dispensing certain blessings. Jehovah agrees to take and accept these people of the world through this mediator. Christ agrees to bring the world up to perfection. He stands between God and them. He represents them to God. He can stand between them and Jehovah and give them all the assistance by virtue of the sacrifice that he has already made. He carries out the provisions of the new covenant to the world, assuring the world and giving God assurance, and in the end of the age will turn them over to the Father, perfect, restored to the perfection lost in Adam. The apostle points back to Jesus and says, "The man, Christ Jesus, gave himself. He is the one who is to be the mediator." In another reference, or is a question book, I believe, that he is the mediator. He has begun his work as a mediator because his first work as mediator is to kill the sacrifices. And there he had already done this work as respect his own sacrifice. And for over 1,800 years, he has been killing the sacrifices of the goat, which represents his church. And this work of killing the goat class, the members of his body, he has been doing for all these years. And he is all of this time a mediator, the mediator who is killing his sacrifices, and is not until he shall have finished all this work of killing the better sacrifices that he will have the blood of atonement, which will be used as the sealing power for that new covenant. It is the new creature that is attending to all of these sacrifices, Jesus and the body of Jesus in the flesh. When he shall have finished the work of sacrifice, then he will take off the robe of sacrifice and will put on his glorious garments, as the priest did, the garments of glory and beauty. Then he shall have accomplished the whole work and be ready to bless the whole people. And all the families of the earth will be blessed by that great mediator standing between God and men. This points out Jesus, the individual, and at the time he made himself, he gave himself, he was the only one. There were no members of his body. He gave himself a ransom for all. The ransom work is the foundation of everything. That first work Jesus did alone. And you and I have nothing whatever to do with giving this ransom price, because that was a perfect man's life given in exchange for a perfect man. And you and I are all members of the first man and condemned because of him, and could not give a ransom for our brother in any sense of the word. Jesus has not yet become the mediator. He will not be the mediator until the time the new covenant is ushered in. Yet, in another sense, he is the mediator, just as when he was born a child in Bethlehem, where we read, "For this purpose came I into the world." But he had not taken a kingdom as a child, and did not have a right to become a king until he came to maturity and gave himself in consecration. And not until fulfilling his consecration at death. Yet prophetically, he is spoken of as mediator of the new covenant. Before Jesus came, God said that he would make a new covenant with his people. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34. The Lord said to the Jews, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' for they all shall know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." This new covenant is to be made with Israel alone, for God never proposed to make a covenant with the Gentiles. After Israel shall have been fully established under their new covenant, all other nations will be privileged to come into this relationship after the manner set forth in the law. All the world will eventually be blessed thereby. The new covenant, then, is to be made with such of Abraham's descendants as are able to receive it. Since the people are not worthy to enter directly into relationship with God, their covenant must have a mediator, Christ and the church. All that is to be the work of the new covenant, and it is to have the beginning with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, and extending to all the families of the earth. The house of Israel and the house of Judah are out of favor with God, even at the present time. A special covenant of sacrifice is referred to by our Lord in Psalm the 50th chapter, verse 5. Gather together my saints unto me, saith the Lord, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. This covenant of sacrifice is what is counting now. Jesus was the first one of these saints to consecrate and to deliver up his life in obedience to the Father's will. He opened up the way so you and I might offer our bodies acceptable to him. This is the work of the present time, and all this company will be members of the great mediator, one mediator. The body is not complete yet. God raised up Jesus first, and he is raising up us also by Jesus. So the whole church of Christ is being raised up. Acts 3, verse 22. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. That great prophet we see to be the great mediator in the millennial age. The new covenant between God and man, the world of mankind, that is, Jesus was first raised up. At the time the apostle wrote those words, Jesus was the only one. Now the members of the body of Christ are being raised up to the head. We hope to be members of the Christ in glory. Then the mediator will be complete and the work of the mediator will begin. In Hebrews, the 8th chapter, verse 6, where we read, he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Not better than the grace or Sarah feature of the Abrahamic covenant, but better, greater than the law covenant. Galatians 3rd chapter, several verses we'll read there, verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And the 18th verse, for if the inheritance be of the law, which was their issue at that time, the apostle writes, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. In the 19th verse, wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Verse 20, now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Another text speaks of Christ as the mediator, Hebrews 9:15, where we read, he is the mediator of the New Testament, or covenant, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were made, that were under the first testament or covenant, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Reprint 43:65, Hebrews 12:24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Brother Russell writes in that reprint, 43:65, we have spoken of Jesus as being the church's mediator, when we should have said that he is the church's redeemer and advocate and the world's mediator, because this latter statement is the scriptural presentation. I continue. We have spoken of ourselves as being blessed by the terms of the new covenant, whereas clearer light opened up the subject, showing us that it is Israel and the world that will get God's blessing thusly. And the church gets her blessing under most favorable portions of the original Abrahamic covenant, symbolized by Sarah, and not under the law or Hagar covenant, nor under the new law covenant symbolized by Keturah. When does the new covenant go into operation? Is it in operation now? When does it start? When will it end? Or does it go on forever? Quoting from reprint 45:71, I read, although the new covenant will not reach full operation until the close of the millennium, nevertheless, the blessings of the new covenant will begin to go into effect as soon as the great mediator shall have applied the merit of his sacrifice for all the people. This blessing will begin with the ancient worthies, because they already are acceptable to the Father. Under the new covenant provisions, the ancient worthies will immediately get the blessings of restitution to human perfection. They will represent Israel, and thus the blessings will proceed through Israel to all mankind. Unquote. Is the church developed under the new covenant? Reprint 45:84. The Redeemer proposes no mediatorial work in behalf of the church. Colossians, two sheets of paper stuck to each other. 1 John 2:1, as Brother Carlton mentioned, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Reprint 45:84 says, instead of standing between the Father and us, as during the millennium, he will stand between the Father and the world in the millennium. Now he introduces us to the Father, and the Father, upon receiving us, immediately begets those consecrated ones, begets those with his Holy Spirit. Our Lord's words were in John 14:6, no man cometh to the Father but by me, the advocate to the church. Regarding the law covenant, in that arrangement, Moses was the mediator, or the go-between of the law covenant. He went back and forth between God and the people, making known God's terms and bringing back the people's responses. The millennial mediator, we speak of the Christ. So I have some additional scriptures to show the oneness of the head, Jesus, and the body members. In 2 Corinthians 5:18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and had given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, several verses. Verse 4, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints. for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 16, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ephesians 5, verse 30, for we are members of his body. Colossians 1, 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 3, verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Reprint 43:54, we read that Moses was not the typical priest and did not make the typical atonement for sin. That was the work of the priest, Aaron. Moses, as the mediator of the law covenant, typified the Christ, head and body, mediator of the new covenant. In the fourth volume, page 629, we read that Moses, the mediator of the law covenant, was a type of Christ. The mediator of the new covenant is clearly taught in the scriptures and generally recognized by Bible students. But all have not recognized that Moses was a type of the entire Christ, head and body, and that in this sense, the entire gospel age has been the period of Christ's raising up. 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Reprint 45:71. The mediating of the new covenant with mankind will mean the gradual bringing of the willing and obedient nearer and nearer to the standard of human perfection. The world will be under the blessed provisions and experience mediated for them by the Christ, but will not be individually introduced to the Father, brought into covenant relationship with God. At the close of the millennial age, the perfected world will be introduced to the Father on the covenant terms of full regeneration at the hands of the mediator. Thus it is written, as Isaiah 42:6 says, I, the Lord, will give thee for a covenant of the people. Here's a thought that the new covenant is ready to be made with the mediator. Reprint 46:40. During the millennial, the world will not be in covenant relationship with God, except in and through the mediator. All their blessings will come through him, and their approach to the Father and all their worship will be through him. In other words, the new covenant with Israel will not be made with them directly, but with their mediator. And he will stand between them and God until they are perfected by restitution, ready to be received as sons of God, in covenant relationship with the Father at the conclusion of the millennium. The scriptures put the whole world under the mediator. Every person except the body of the mediator himself is included in this. The mediator comes to stand between these. This is taken from the covenant book or question book, question 465. During all the millennial age, they will all be under the mediator. There will be no communication between God and the world until the end of the millennial age. The world will be justified by their works, actually. The church is in a different condition. When Christ's millennial kingdom is established, he will deal with all the world and bring them up by resurrection and restitution, up to all that Adam had, to all that Adam lost, and in that perfect condition, they will be prepared to be delivered over to the Father. During the millennial age, he will not deliver them over to the Father, for the Father appointed him to be their judge, to be their king, to be their mediator, and everything enters in this, for Christ and the church are one. So that the whole world at the end of the millennial age will be in a condition where they can be delivered to the Father. If any man now would be delivered to the Father, it would mean his destruction. But when the world shall be brought up by the mediator and turned over to the Father perfect, they will need no mediator, because they will be actually just, not merely reckoned. Just a couple of other thoughts in question 467. Jesus as a man could not be the mediator. He had to lay down his manhood as a sacrifice for sin before he would have the right to use his blood or merit to seal the new covenant. And there could not be a new covenant without this sealing. Neither could there be a mediator. And so necessarily, the mediator must be the risen Lord. So the church in the flesh is not the mediator of the new covenant, but after both the head and body shall have passed beyond the veil, then on the spirit plane, all the merit, of course, centralizing in the head, they with him will be the mediator. So the Lord Jesus is the head, and he will have a body, which he is now preparing during this gospel age, and that whole body will be with him as mediator during the millennial age, and then will be the mediatorial kingdom. There can be no mediatorial work between God and men until the body of Christ is complete and the mediatorial kingdom begins. And it will last through all the 1,000 years that the mediatorial kingdom will be at an end. Because then Christ, not merely Jesus the head, but also the church, his body, will deliver up the kingdom to the Father. And we pray that we all will have a part in that mediatorial work of blessing mankind. And may the Lord overrule anything that may have been said amiss, that all glory and praise be to his honor.